Since the Broncos are getting the brakes beat off of them in the first quarter, 10-0 to Cleveland, let's switch gears and talk high school football. We got our game of the week. Justin Hart is here with our head coach.
Talk some winning football as we have the head coach of the undefeated Florence Huskies, Coach Jeremy Nix, on the line. Good afternoon. Well, good evening, Coach Nix.
Hello. Good. Glad to be with you guys.
Well, Coach Nix, you got a huge matchup tomorrow night when you take on Buena Vista. Just talk about your team's season so far. How did you guys get to 7-0?
Well, you know, we got some pretty good kids. We got some pretty good athletes. We definitely got to get better and improve each week. But we got some speedsters that if you get them in space, they can do some good things for you. A lot of those guys have the stuff you don't coach that just makes you look like a good coach, you know.
Well, obviously, the strength of your offense is running the football, and you can't run the football effectively without some effective big men on that offensive line. Can you talk about some of the young men anchoring your offensive line?
Yeah, you know, the last few weeks, they've shown a bunch of improvement. We graduated a whole bunch of senior good linemen last year, so this group, you know, they've been kind of fighting their way through. They're not the biggest guys, but they're really fast. They're athletic. And they're starting to work better as a unit. Everything's starting to come along a lot better. They needed a ton of experience is what it was. They didn't have too much together as a team. But they've come together pretty good, hoping that they can really put one together tomorrow night because we've got a super tough opponent, like you said, ahead of us.
Yeah. What did you see on film from Buena Vista that kind of keeps you up at night?
Yeah, they got a really good quarterback. They got some good weapons on the edge. They spread you out. They run the jet sweep really well, and they're really quick. They got some good athletes, and on defense they fly around. They're fast and they get a lot of bodies to the point of attack quick. It'd be a pretty good matchup. I think them and us, we match up decent in some of those skill spots. So that could be an awesome little battle. But, yeah, they got a lot of weapons. They're a good football team, well-coached.
Coach, this is Dan. When you look at the Florence Huskies, there's so much rich tradition with the Huskies football program. I mean, state champions and everything. Talk about that history and how much that plays into how your guys are going to be playing as, you know, such a great football program.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the little thing around here. We got a lot of community members that have played and bleed blue and gold, and you know, majority of our staff all played through here, and the buy-in is huge. So that's the main thing. You need your kids bought in and doing what you believe in. It's going to be all right. And our kids bleed it. They do. The community supports them, and they kind of grow up wanting to be Husky football players and wear that gold helmet. So that's huge, and that's huge with the tradition part too.
Yeah, and the fans are fanatical. I mean, you're Florence. If anyone's, I've been there a couple of times. I had to do the play-by-play for Florence games. If anybody's never been to a Florence Husky game, I mean, the environment is so electric.
It is. It is. They get excited. The dog pound's usually howling pretty good, and it's awful nice. They travel well, too, so hopefully we get most of our crowd to travel to Buena Vista. That helps. That stuff helps. That motivates kids. It's cool. It's a big thing.
Well, Coach, tomorrow night you're facing the undefeated Buena Vista. What do you tell your kids before they hit the field tomorrow for such a huge ball game?
Well, you know, you just try to not make it bigger than it is. Hopefully you can just go out there. We played 7 games so far. We want to just go play another game, try to make it as normal as possible. At the end of the day, I really believe that in those big games, the team that executes the best usually has the edge and probably comes out on top. So we focus on execution and doing the little things as the best we can and trying to not make it bigger than it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot on the line tomorrow night when Buena Vista takes on the Huskies of Florence. Good luck, Coach Nix, and thank you for joining us this evening. I know you had a long day and a long practice this afternoon.
Yes, we sure appreciate that. Thank you. It's been nice talking to you guys.